Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and tonight is our Friday program. And tonight is the 16th of November, about halfway through the month of 2012. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, you out there, Carrie?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Good evening, everybody. So Friday night, Friday the 16th of November. Good Lord, the year has just whizzed by. So we're on station two tonight. Hopefully, Sharina, you got the phone number there to dial into. A couple of people have typed that in for you. Thank you. So, Ron, are we doing Paranormal Fridays as usual tonight?
Yep, that sounds good to me. So,
okay.
Anybody has any concerns or something about a paranormal event, please give us a call.
Okay, so the numbers for tonight, they're listed under the play button there on the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page. They're under the Station 2 play button. So if you're in the U.S. or Canada, there's a toll-free number, and that's 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471, or try area code if you're outside the U.S. or Canada. Area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. So, Ron, while we wait for calls or questions to be typed into the fast chat here, there were a few over at clsquestions@yahoo.com that I thought you might be interested in hearing this evening, and one of them is, I don't remember who this was from. I wrote them down on a piece of paper here, but I don't have the names. But they're asking, are guardian angels aliens?
Hard to say. There's really no such thing as something guarding you, although they could come that way or say that. Are angels real? Well, they're from the light of the darkness because source energy doesn't bring anything down to us here to help us out. But you have your own spirit, so that's the reason why that's the way it is. So if you're thinking that you have a guardian angel, that could be maybe an entity that's around you from maybe somebody who passed on, like maybe your parents or somebody who's watching over you. Maybe the emotional body can do that. So it gets to be a little confusing for most people, but yeah, those energies, nothing from the light comes to you. The only thing that you have is the light of the darkness portraying as all these different things, guides, spirits, angels, even the opposite of that. So all these things come from that energy, and these are typically almost always alien, or they could be emotional bodies of people that are no longer living here. So hopefully I answered that question. We'll see.
Yep. Oh. Yep. So the next question is about keeping our spirit in our body while we're sleeping. So the author of the question writes, other than the Be Here Now clearing or the exercises that you've taught us, Ron, and commanding our spirit to stay in our bodies, what can we do to keep ourselves from dreaming?
That's a good one. It's hard to say, but the dreams come forth from parallel lifetimes. So I guess the ultimate way would be not to go out on parallel lives. And there's no way to know how you're going to be able to stop that. So just keep commanding your spirit never to leave your body from here, but they could have, naturally have bits and pieces of you elsewhere, and from that you can still have a bleed through from where they're holding you captive somewhere else, whether a strange darkness universe that looks like ours here. That's kind of in the way you're going to probably stop dreaming, is to not go out of your body at night. And I haven't found a way yet to successfully turn off all the timelines that are connected to everybody. So at this point, if you do have a dream, then definitely do timeline crashes on it to get it out of your reality. But that's what I could say to do. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, and that's actually the first thing I do when I get up in the morning and get to my desk with my cup of tea is I timeline crash. If I've had any dreams, I timeline crash those dreams. But in general, Ron, the more timeline crashes we do, the more parallel lives we're getting ourselves off, and therefore lessening the number of places that we can go with our spirit at night when we dream. What about the abduction barcode?
Yeah, that could help. Yes, uh-huh.
So that's another one that's on Ron's website. And if you're listening to the show as a new or nearly new person, Ron's site is creationlightship.com, creation, LightShip.com. And there are various places on the, or one or two places, I think, on the homepage where you can search for clearings. So you can put timeline crash in and find that one. You can timeline crash your dreams, like we were just talking about, but you can also timeline crash any and every emotion that you are experiencing, because that seems to be how we're used to generate these new timelines. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Ron, and how that works for people that might be new and new to that concept?
A timeline would be a parallel lifetime that you're living on, so it would be the same thing as that, and they take you into the energies of somewhere else besides here. And unfortunately, when you are on a parallel lifetime, which is on a timeline, then you're subject to having problems and doing things that you know nothing about because you're not living there with your consciousness like you have here. And there it is real. So you need to realize that everything is real, even on a timeline. So you just remember that this is where you need to be, is here, and try to get back here as much as you can. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think we heard a beep. I heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So, yes, I had a question for Ron. That in the movie, Ron, Alice in Wonderland, Alice had two spirit guides in that movie. One was the caterpillar, and one was a Cheshire cat. And the caterpillar was smoking a drug, and it was a drug addict. And the caterpillar wanted Alice to be programmed, and it tried to program Alice to have power over other people. And the way it did it is that the caterpillar told Alice to memorize a poem where the crocodile was eating up the little fish. And then it felt full of light and power and strength. So the meaning is that the caterpillar wanted Alice to be programmed to have power over other people. And then she refused that. And then she went to the Cheshire Cat as a spirit guide. And the cat referred Alice to the Mad Hatter, who was a hat salesman and a rat. And they were they lost their sanity in a timeline. And the inference was that Alice had to give up her sanity before she went into the Kingdom of Darkness to visit the Evil Queen. And she refused the timeline of insanity and refused to, but she went in to see the Evil Queen, and she refused all that. She said it was a house of cards, but the spirit guides never directed her to the Garden of Light where she was trying to get to. She always went to the Kingdom of Darkness because they misled her. They deliberately caused her trouble with the queen and conflicts. So she got out of that state. She refused it. She said it was nothing but a house of cards. And she went back to her body, and she woke up from the stream under the tree right alongside the Garden of Light and back home again. So do you have any opinion about that?
I don't, Larry. I can only handle about 20 words. So
okay.
I can't give you an opinion because I live in the now, and after 20 words, I shut down, so I don't know.
Okay. Okay, that's all I had. Okay,
okay,
well, thank you then.
Okie dokie.
Thanks for calling, Larry. So, Ron, Brian is asking, what causes abductions?
The common denominator for all abductions, the reason why is that they want to, the abduction, the aliens out there, need to live off of you to get your emotional energy from you. So they abduct you and put you on timelines. So we'll just make it really simple. Let's just say that the only place that you are is on this planet, okay? So forget about timelines and everything else. So on this planet, why would they want to abduct you? Well, it's because they need to have your emotional energy to live off of, along with stuff that they're doing to you that you know nothing about. Implants, breeding, etc. Maybe they're taking some of your DNA. Maybe they like the way you look, and they're taking some of your DNA to make a different race for them, a super race or something. There's all different ways to look at it. But basically, that's why they do that. Now, the bottom line is because you think. So if you didn't think and use mind energy, then they probably wouldn't know about you, because the darkness has the agenda of mind. And the mind energy that they gave everybody here and to use, and people are using it freely because it is kind of a neat thing to maybe think about stuff and have the ups and downs in life. A lot of people don't like that, but some may love it, to feel like they're living, not to be in peace, because when you have ups and downs, no way can you become peaceful. So that's kind of the bottom line with that. So they're doing it, they're getting you because you think. And they created, the mind-based reality and books and everything else, languages, to so you can converse, and that's the reason why they're abducting you. So that's basically here. Now, you take that same scenario that's here and put it off on timelines, and, of course, there'll be a lot of the same thing happening. You may not know anything about what's going on, only because, you don't have it downloaded here, but it's still going on the same elsewhere. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we did have another question over on the CLS questions at yahoo.com email, and it kind of got answered by a few of these other questions, but just in case you have anything else to add, Ron, I'll just read it out, and it's the question is, how do we avoid getting taken to parallel universes?
Just start doing timeline crashes for your issues. That's about what I would suggest doing.
Yeah. Okay, so Kelvin, we mentioned the abduction barcode near the beginning of the show, and Kelvin is asking if you could explain how the barcode works. So I guess what the barcodes do, I guess, would be another way of saying that.
Well, barcodes is what the aliens put on you because they need to find you. So in a sense, that would be tracking devices, and it would be ways to make your body behave robotically. So if you've ever seen numbers like 222 or 1212 or 1111 or anything that's similar all the time, that means that they are checking their program on you to see if they're still, if they can be effective and control you. So that's kind of the easiest way you can figure out is, do they have me? I'm seeing that number again. Well, then you can go, yep, they got me. So that's one way to look at it here. Oh, this is our paranormal night, so we can see if anybody has a paranormal question that they'd like to call in with here. I think Larry's may have been pretty interested, but I just couldn't follow all of it. So he's talking about spirit guides and stuff, and I just couldn't. Even in the moment, it's hard to hear over 20 words. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right, so I'll just give the numbers out again in case anybody has a bump in the night that they're worried about. It's 888-429-5471 if you're in the U.S. or Canada. And everybody else, area code 530-513-6472. 530-513-6472. So let's have a look. Israel was wondering about daylight savings time. Israel's saying, what is the dark side trying to do when we have daylight savings time?
Oh, it's a different timeline. So they naturally probably relocated you into a different timeline. Might be a way that they can disconnect everybody. Once you change timelines into a new version of what they have in store for everybody. So that's what I would see. Unfortunately, that's kind of what happens.
So, okay, so Jamie is just commenting here that Timeline Crashing Dreams works the best for me. And it might be an interesting experiment to do. I've kind of been doing this when I wake up and I do my dream timeline crashing. I've kind of was keeping a note of the different places that the dreams took place in to see if I have I have quite a few places that I in my life go to repeatedly in dreams. And what I'm finding is that since I've been timeline crashing them, I'm not having dreams in those places anymore. And it's really interesting to see the sort of landscapes that you arrive in changing, and the ones that you've been familiar with all your life through recurring dreams or recurring locations of dreams, they're going away. So you guys, if you're timeline crashing your dreams, you might want to see if that's happening to you too, because it's a really nice way of validating that this works really, really well to timeline crash your dreams. So I just wanted to mention that while I was thinking of it, and I'm refreshing the fast chat right now. See if there are any more questions. Okay. Jacob is asking, what causes delusion of mind, or is it all mind delusion? Ron.
What's that again?
What causes delusion of mind, or is it all mind delusion? So I guess what causes us to feel or be deluded?
That's probably the program's not coming into sync. That's what I would guess, if I'm answering that correctly. So remember, you're running programs. So how many programs are you running at one time? And then how many can you switch over to instantly? Sometimes you might have a way that you can't do that, and you may have a blank spot maybe for 10, 15 seconds because the program didn't match the other program. And, you know, it's kind of like your computer freezing up, you know, and all of a sudden it may take off. So that's probably how I would answer that question. I don't know what else to say. So
Ron, Patty, I think, is just looking for confirmation. She's saying, so they program us to think so we can be abducted. She's wondering if that's what you're meaning from earlier. They program us to think so we can be abducted. And Janice is also saying, do not feed them with emotions and stay heart-centered. So that's the gist of it.
Yep.
And then timeline crash those emotions, because that's what's plopped us onto all these other timelines.
Yep,
sorry,
correct.
Ron, I think I spoke over you. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's correct. So emotions are abducting you. Because they want to abduct you because you have emotions. They gave you emotions probably for abduction purposes. So kind of that's the way I see it.
Okay. All right. So Pat is asking, what should we do if we feel like everyone is cloned around us?
I don't know. That seems to be a big issue now. It may get worse next month, too. So hopefully, you know, that's what I was kind of worried about, is what's going to be happening at 2012, you know, at the end of the year here. So I see a lot of problems with people being cloned, and they're already starting, I think. So if you notice, you may see people looking a little different, and the whole program with that person will be changed, along with their family, everything else, so that they fit in. So if you do see somebody who is a little different that you haven't seen maybe in 6 months, you look at them now and they look completely different or act different, because they're gone. Where are they? Well, probably in some dark side planet, living their life just like they're living here. And unfortunately, that's the problem. So are they going to come back here? Maybe not. So I guess to be a little disconcerting, because I can't give any good news about when somebody gets stolen to a timeline. Remember, the Earth spirit lost 83% of itself to the darkness. And that's mainly because people are are praying outside of themselves, bringing in the aliens here. I'm sure that things that are happening, like the atomic bomb going off and things like this here, and on top, all these things, you know, have caused a problem with our planet. So it could be very interesting. And I guess the other way to look at it is, you know, if we have a circle of protection around the planet, in true light, that wouldn't exist. We wouldn't even need that. So, you know, what do they do to our planet? They actually take our planet out of the orbit of light, and maybe the Earth spirit puts a protection around it so that it wouldn't be abducted or harmed more. And what's making the aliens come in here? So the aliens won't come into light because they can't. And so it's kind of like we're out there dangling in space here on this planet, and the protection was broken through people praying and things like this here. The harmonic convergence is a good one. So if anybody did that, thank you very much. You caused everybody on the planet a lot of harm by doing these meditations and stuff. Even people meditate today. You know, you don't know where the aliens are taking you and your energy to do things. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, not necessarily buyer beware, but that's kind of what it is here. You know, and we don't have a book telling us what not to do here. Because the darkness gave us mind energy so we can create lots of things and cause lots of harm. So I don't have any real solutions right now. Just that I don't like, you know, what's happening to the planet and people on it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Can we timeline crash the harmonic convergence? Will that be of any use at this point? I'm imagining it took place on many other timelines as well as the one that we're on this planet.
Yeah, I would suggest doing that if you have done that. Maybe do a couple hundred of them.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So that's kind of might be of some help in retrospect kind of thing. So Marcy is wondering, she has a question about the mind-to-heart drop, Ron, and I don't remember the answer to this. She's saying, she's wondering if you mentioned previously if we can do the mind-to-heart drop for another person.
Oh, yeah, you can do that, of course, yeah.
So how would we do that? Maybe you can describe how we would do that for someone else.
You'd have to command their spirit to do it and just do the counting, and it should work perfectly fine.
Okay.
There's harm in doing that to get somebody centered, you know, with peace energy.
So would we command our own spirit to command their spirit, or would we directly command their spirit?
You command their spirit to do that.
Okay. That's interesting. And then is it something that we would have to do out loud? Do they need to know? Do they need to be in the room with us, or can they be halfway across the world? Or
yeah, they could be anywhere, just so you do it out loud and you command their spirit to do that. It should be fine. I don't see any problem with
it. Interesting. All right, I'm going to try that. Okay, and Marcy's wondering, would that bring them back from being abducted?
It won't bring them back, no. Being in your, you know, no, there's no, yeah, it can't do anything for abduction processes, no, not at all. If you stay there all the time, but is that person going to stay there? And, you know, are they going to think? So you can still be abducted. It's not going to automatically, you know, reel you back in again. So, you know, it may help you know, in the future a little bit, but that's kind of, you know, what it's about is just to be heart-centered here and do the clearings to get yourself back here. You know, do those barcode clearings, the spirit barcode, so you don't get taken sideways at ascension time, and, you know, do the other ones that we have to help yourself out. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on here. Actually, there's probably too much for most people to even think about, probably even including myself. You know, this place is not easy, you know? And just when you find something else or think you got everything nailed down, they come in a different way. That's why some people have to do additional spirit barcode, because all of a sudden they get one put on them, or even a death barcode. So, unfortunately, you know, that's the problem that we have here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so ML is asking, what clearing would bring a person back who is being replaced by a clone because of 2012?
Don't know yet.
Yeah, it's more really a question of what clearing can you do for people that you know before they get abducted so they don't. You know, there's the 2012 abduction barcode clearing. Excuse me. And, you know, it's kind of you'd want to do it before, not after, really. Now, maybe if the people that you're believing have been replaced by clones, or might in the future be replaced by clones, if you do any clearings on them before they get replaced, I guess there is the possibility that at ascension time the light will be able to find them, maybe, or find some of them. But if they've had no clearings whatsoever, I don't know if the light will even know to look, will it, Ron?
No, the light's only in the now, so it can only, like I said, it can only find people that are out there who have done no clearings. You know, if they were put it into a timeline that can't be found, they can be found by accident. In what piece? May only find one, maybe a fingernail of them or something, you know? So, I have nothing good to say about any of this here, because it's all depressing. So that's what all I can tell you is, you know, if somebody does any clearings and they never listened to the teachings of Jesus or understood it, and they're waiting for something outside of themselves to save them, and at that point, good luck. And they may not be any worse off than they are now, although you don't know what's happening on those timelines. Are you, I won't go any further. Back to you, Carrie.
Well, maybe if we have people that we're concerned about, we can do a clearing on them and do the new Earth transfer clearing for them on that clearing, and then at least a piece of them will be over on the new Earth and protected until ascension time, and that might mean that a little bit more of them could be found while the light has turned itself off and is searching for itself. So it is rather depressing, but maybe that's a little ray of hope for those who have not done any clearings, of which, you know, unfortunately that applies to most of the planet at this point. So let's have a look. The energy feels very, very slow to me on the show, Ron, tonight. I feel like I'm really pushing uphill. I'm not sure what's going on. If there's anything you can clear off that.
We'll do the 2000 year of darkness clearing. So here we go.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's get that helps out somewhat here.
All right. So, no questions. I'm trying to refresh the fast chat. My fast chat is playing up a little bit tonight. I don't think I've missed any questions. excuse me. Okay. There was a question over at clsquestions@yahoo.com that came in just a little bit ago, Ron, about the special that you're running this month with the intensives. Got another one coming up this coming Sunday, and then one more the following week. And this person bought the $300 package, which you're offering the weekday calls for $100 this month instead of $200 if you buy the intensive. So this person is just wondering, how many weeks of the weekday calls does that cover? Is it 3 weeks, basically, which is, you know, the time of the intensives? Is that what that covers?
Yeah, basically, so, that would be yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so through November. Okay. Well,
Or if you sign into it early, it'd be a full month. So it all depends when you got it. But it'll be good to the end of the month here. So it depends what time you started. So back to you, Gary.
Okay. Marcy is wondering if we need to put the intensives into the new earth clearing. When we're on an intensive, do we need to open up that new earth transfer clearing and type in the intensives?
Well, if you're on it, you don't need to do any of that because you're already accounted for. If you do any clearings online, then you want to do that. So.
Okay. So just as a reminder to everybody, any and every online clearing that you do that's not a clearing that happens on a radio show or on Ron's weekday conference calls or, as Marcy was asking, the intensives, if they're online, you need to do the new earth transfer clearing for them, and if they're on the phone or on the radio with Ron, you do not. What about archives, Ron? If somebody's getting a clearing through a radio archive, do we need to do it then, or does that count as though it's live with you?
If it's not live, then you have to do that clearing, yes. Uh-huh.
So if it's not...
You only do five clearings on the archives before they won't work for you. So and that's only a sample anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not going to matter a whole lot because you're not doing a clearing that's going to be like a whole lifetime one or something. But it would help a little bit. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I'm not sure if I understood, Ron. So when it's an archive, we do or we do not need to write it into the new earth transfer clearing?
Archive, yes. You want to put it in there.
Okay, all right. Okay. Okay. I am just refreshing my... Okay, I am not seeing any other questions, so I'm going to hop over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. In fact, let me read the phone numbers out again. We've got about 20 minutes left on the show, so if you have any experiences that you would like Ron's input on, I know I think it was Dolores called in maybe last Friday or the Friday before with her bump in the attic, and Ron was able to help with that, and we've had a lot of different strange things that the space clearing and the vortex clearing have helped get rid of for you guys listening to the show and having some strange experiences. So if anybody is listening who hasn't cleared up their problem yet and would like Ron to take a look at it, that would be great. So the numbers again are in the U.S. and Canada, toll-free is 888-429-5471. And if you're outside of the U.S. or Canada, it's area code 530-513-6472. So let me refresh this again. My fast chat is not coming up very quickly today. I apologize. So Jeff, I guess, is just wanting to confirm archive shows put into the new earth clearing. Yes, that's right, Jeff. You need to do that. But these samples that Ron does are so tiny compared with the clearings that we need to be doing online that we're probably not regaining a big chunk of ourselves that we need to worry too much about, Ron, right, for the new earth transport clearing.
Yeah, I don't know if I would even bother doing it because it's only a sample. So it's like maybe one millionth of a piece of you, so... You know, maybe a trillionth of it. So I wouldn't even really bother, you know, to look at it that way. You could do it, but you know, will help a little bit, but I wouldn't,
Yeah.
Doing the samples is not going to save you. So let's put it that way. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Debbie has an interesting question. She has a mouse, a pet mouse, I guess. Well, maybe it's not a pet. I don't know. I'm going to assume it is. A pet mouse who keeps stealing gloss beads that she uses for making stained glass things. And so she's wondering, can a mouse be inhabited by an entity?
Yeah, you can check out the barking cat on YouTube. So, yeah, everything can happen. Remember, this gets into another issue. Remember, your body is a host, and so are animals. So what are you a host to? What comes into you? You know, how many people have split personalities all the time? How many people change who they are? One of the last calls we had, or at least this week anyway, people were talking about, and it could have been on BBS here, about going to some place and seeing a relative, and they look like a cousin, you know, other than the person that they're looking at. So, you know, just remember that the body is a host, and there's a lot of stuff being scooped up, and you're being played with a lot. So you got to keep your own integrity. It's up to you to keep your body temple sacred. Because if you don't do it, nothing else will. And your spirit can only help you as much as it can. But if you keep thinking, bringing in more stuff to you, then, you know, your spirit will be on the sinking ship, just like you may be, by thinking a lot and bringing in stuff to you. So, and then you have the unknown where these things come into you. So it's, like I said, it gets to be pretty depressing, but it's up to you to hold your consciousness.
Okay. It's reminding me, Ron, of when you cleared the ghost cats, the cat entities out of my cat. There were four of them that were making him eat way more than he does now. So maybe, Debbie, your mouse has the entity of a thief in it. I don't know if it, could a human entity fit into a little mouse body, Ron?
Of course, yeah. It'll be.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I can
okay.
Go ahead.
Wow. I wonder how old your mouse is. Maybe you need to do the whole life entity clearing on your mouse. He's probably not very old, right? Mice don't live that long, I don't think. That would be really interesting to do that clearing on him, Debbie, and see if he stops stealing the glass beads. But, you know, he may just like how they look and want them with him on his own without having an entity in him. So, let's have a look. Looking for questions. Marcy has written down, I now increase my life force energy, but with lots of question marks. I'm not sure what your question is, Marcy. If you have a question about that exercise. Okay, there's a first part. Being out in public, do we need to do the mind-to-heart drop, or would it help to say, I now increase my life force energy? All right, so which of those exercises is best, Ron, if we're out around people?
Also, do the shrink wrap. So first do the shrink wrap, you know, increase your energy. And, you know, the mind to heart drop will keep you in peace. So they're all good. It's not that one's really better than the other. You know, do all three of those, not just the two. Do all three.
Okay. All right, so Debbie's mouse is not a pet. It's not a pet mouse, and it's stashing beads all over the house. Wow, how interesting. Well, maybe pick an age, like three or something, and do the whole lifetime entity clearing on the mouse and see if its behavior changes. There's a request here from Janice. Ron, it might be too big, but maybe not. See if you want to look at this. She's asking if you could do a clearing for all the wolves and deer that are being killed.
Boy, not right now, no.
Okay.
I don't have enough energy right now to do that. I'm
okay.
Not on any of the timelines fighting right now, so
yeah. Okay.
I just can't.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Cindy has lost her keys. Let's see. Apartment keys lost. She was gassed at the dentist, and now she can't find her keys, and she's wondering, did I leave my body?
Yeah, very possibly, yeah. And, boy, you'd have to probably, you know, check out that timeline during, you know, going to the dentist. You might just crash a bunch of those, and maybe your keys will appear to you. Very interesting. I don't know what to say other than just do timeline crashes on it. The problem is that hopefully they'll come back, you know, if you go to that timeline and bring them back. So by getting rid of the timeline and you're out there, maybe you're living there with the keys. So bringing them back with the keys is great. But if you don't get the right timeline, they could be lost forever. This is just like an abduction of you, and you could be lost on that timeline too. So it's not just one particular timeline that this could be happening on. So the whole thing is, you know, how much are you abducted? How often? This is for everybody listening. You know, are you out on, you know, 500 timelines right now and doing something and bringing back that energy to you here, not knowing what's going on? That could be the problem that everybody has. And, you know, maybe you won the lottery on a timeline, but are they going to give it to you? Who knows? Probably not, but that would be nice if you did. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. Maybe a cut and paste. I'm just thinking, you know how you've told us to cut and paste back to the time on a timeline before something happened?
Yes, uh-huh.
That might work. If Cindy, if you go to cut and paste back to the time before you were at the dentist, that might work.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Richard is asking or saying, to protect ourselves from entities around us, should we imagine that we are in a bubble?
Well, you don't want to imagine that because you're using mind energy. So, no, you don't want to imagine anything. You want to claim your space. So you never want to imagine. So that's the first thing. That's darkness energy.
Okay. So is there a way we can protect ourselves from entities popping into us?
Shrink wrap and don't think. And that might help. It will help, but, you know, most questions are, how do I stop this? Well, there's no way to stop it because they come in anyway. So that's the hard thing. You can cut it down, but you're never going to stop anything because the darkness controls everything here through mind energy.
All right, so we've got a question about numbers and dates, and we've got, coming up, we've got, in a little less than a month, we've got 12-12-12 coming up. So we have a question about that. Should we timeline crash that number, or what can we do to get this energy off us that we have coming our way? We had 11-11-11 last year, and now we've got 12-12-12 this year.
Yeah, just timeline crash. You'd even do it before that date. You might want to start it now. You do a few timeline crash times. Just see how you're feeling, because you may be set up to go on there, and you can cut it off at the pass, you know, before it even happens.
And then what about the nasal barco clearing? Would we use it for that too, or would timeline crashing be more productive for those energies?
Well, the natal chart, will have it built into it if you have a problem there, so... you know, that'd be a very good one to do. If you do have that clearing, remember, it's already recorded that you're going to be messed with, so you might as well get it off the records by doing that natal chart clearing.
Okay. Looks like Heather, she's saying, Ron, I just did the death barcode clearing, and she says, it feels like I have life force energy from a new level. I felt 20% alive. Now I feel more like 80% alive after doing the death barcode. It's incredibly powerful. It's an incredibly powerful healing. I wish I would have done it sooner. So that's great, Heather. You did it. So you're there now, so that's what matters, I guess. So I wonder how many you had on you. Maybe you want to type that in, if you don't mind, and we can see. That's a really big increase in life force energy, wouldn't you say, Ron, from 20% to 80%?
Yep, that's very good, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
All right. All right, I'm trying to understand Marcy's question here, just a sec. She's just saying she recalls others saying that they got their keys back from doing timeline crashes. Yep, okay. All right, so Ron, maybe we've got about 5 minutes left, and I'm just waiting for some more questions to be typed in, so maybe... would you be up for some water charging while we're waiting for some more questions?
Sure, let's do that. So everybody get a glass of water, and we'll just put some life force into it here. So here we go. And when you get the water, just hold it in your hands. Might feel a tingle a little bit. And here we go. So one, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just see how you're doing, everybody. And that water should be great, so enjoy that. And it should change your attitude a little bit. It should give you some nice peace energy, so enjoy your water. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, so Ken is asking, what causes time?
What causes time?
Yeah.
Well, the aliens gave you time, so...
The dark side universe created it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, so when we were just in an area that hadn't been invaded by it, we had no time, and now here we sit in the junction of the two creations, and we have time. So biggest problem there is, just about, I guess, that and mind energy. So, okay. Well, Ron, there aren't any other questions here. I don't know if you want to wrap up early this evening.
I'll bring in some peace energy. We'll do the mind to heart drop, and we'll close the show. So, I'm going to command your spirit to take control of your thoughts, drop them into your heart center. Here we go. And I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. We're backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be in your heart, everybody. So we'll see you tomorrow. tomorrow. Same station, station two, same time. And it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. And we have our 8-hour call on Sunday to get rid of the alien critters that are lurking inside of you, causing you problems. So see you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.